It's overwhelming to melt in your peace. And Lord, when we find ourselves in that place, it's like a wake-up call to realize that we can always be in your peace if we seek you. I know that I find that hard sometimes, Lord, to remember to seek you, that when I'm struggling with something, instead of letting myself get absorbed in that struggle and let the emotions just come over me, Lord, I need to turn to you. Remind me to turn to you, Lord, because I need you. And I know that when I seek your word in my struggles, you give me the strength. You give me the courage. You give me the stamina. Lord, you give me everything I need. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. God is higher than the mountains that we face. He's stronger than anything we have to go against. He's stronger than any enemy. We're going to get up to heaven and we're going to look down and we're going to see that the devil is this big. And we're going to go, I was afraid of that. Because that's the truth. He's already defeated. Right? Sometimes we forget he's already defeated. There's nothing he can do to win. Praise God. Because his love never fails.
Yeah. never gives up, never runs out on me. Never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me.
One thing that remains, and that's that the battle belongs to the Lord. We do not battle against flesh and blood, but the spirits, the dark forces of this world. So the battle belongs to Him. When we pick it up, we need to give it right back to Him. It's His battle. It's His fight. He will fight for us in everything. In everything. Our addictions, our loneliness, our anger, our fear. He will fight it all if we let Him. But we have to give it to Him. We have to release it and be willing to let it go. We have to be willing to let it go.
Heavenly armor will enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. The weapon that's fashioned against us shall stand. The battle belongs to the Lord.
And
we sing
glory and honor.
written on the red.
Our God is an awesome God.
There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is. Worship you, and only you, no one before you, not our spouses, not our partners, not our friends, not our job, not our money, not our vehicles, not our clothes, not the way we look, not the way we talk. You are first. Thank you for making our paths straight so that we're not running all over the place like chickens with our heads cut off, not knowing what's going on. Lord, we need your direction. We need you. We want to be your disciples. Discipline us. Discipline us, Lord. We might not like it, but we need it. Especially in this corrupt world, Lord. We want to follow your light, your love, your way, your truth. Help us see the narrow path to walk it, Lord. Even when it's tough and we don't think we can do it, we know, Lord, you will give us the strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you that you're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Is that good? Is that good? Thank you, Lord. Are you here to worship? Are you here to break through the walls? Are you here to be reminded that you don't need to be afraid, that God's in control? Amen? Now, some of you are going, I'm really afraid because it's cold out there. Don't be afraid. We're gonna tie your ankle with a rope, okay? God is so good. Hey, listen, you know what? A good thing to do is to stand up and welcome each other. We are the family of God. We need to encourage each other. So find someone, give them a hug, say hello, say I love you. Tell them that there's no reason to be afraid. Let's do that right now. Thank you. Okay. There is a spirit of joy, and there's a spirit of anticipation, because we know that God is a God of power. Amen? God is good. Why don't we find a place? And I hope you all feel welcome today. God is good. God is good all the time. Amen. Let's give God a big hand. Let's just give him a huge hand. We thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We are looking forward to going down to the river. So here's kind of how things are going to go today. We've worshiped already. There's going to be Paul Lynn's going to bring a message here, just a brief message about baptism. And we're going to ask the people who are looking forward to getting baptized and who want to be baptized to come to the front for some prayer and also some testimony. So there's an opportunity for you to maybe share a few words. What's God doing in your life? Why do you want to get baptized? You know, what's changing or what do you need to be changed in your life? And then we're going to maybe sing a song, and then we're going to head down the river probably around 11:15, between that and 11:30. And we're coming back after that. Thank God for the sunshine. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to go down and we're going to see that baptism take place. We believe what the Bible says, that there's power and there's authority that comes into our lives when we receive the Holy Spirit. And we receive the Holy Spirit when we accept Christ into our lives. And when we're baptized, in the New Testament, when people were baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon them and it came in great power. And there's life-changing things that happen. And we're just anticipating that. We're believing it because it's what God says in his word. Amen? Thank you, God. So let's just pray. I want to remind you of a couple things before we pray. Just keep in mind the Father's Heart weekend, the last weekend in October. Pam and Alf Dick are coming, and they're just wonderful people. Pastors at the River in Abbotsford, they're coming with a whole team of people. We don't even know how many people. There could be 10, there could be 20. They're going to lead worship. They're going to be leading us in teaching. So remember that. And I think that they're asking for just a signature that you're going to be here, that you commit to doing this on a Friday night and on the Saturday, and then they're going to be leading the service on Sunday. And we just see this as a real opportunity for healing and for bringing us together as one and for being empowered in the power that God gives us. So remember that in our prayers. And let's just ask God for a blessing on our time today. God, thank you that you are the living God, that you're the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Thank you, God, that you love us. Thank you that your grace is sufficient every day, that your mercies are new every morning, that each one of us, we say today that we need you, Lord, and we would be completely lost without you. Thank you that we have you, that you sought us out, that you found us in that dark corner,
And because of your grace, you saved us. We're grateful today, God, for people who want to proclaim you as their Lord and who are willing to get into the water and receive that complete immersion and that washing away of all their sins because of Jesus, because of your blood that you poured out for us. And so, Lord, we see that there's death, that we're buried in baptism so that we can be raised to a new life. And that all of our past and all of our sins, all of our tendencies, all of our addictions, our anger, our bitterness, whatever it is, it flows down the river and no longer is raised with us because you raise us to newness of life. Thank you, Jesus. So give us courage today. And for those who are willing to make this stand for you, God, we would ask today that you would empower them and fill them with the power of your Spirit. As you promise, give them, Lord, the gifts of your Spirit that you would have them have for the benefit of your body, the church. We receive every gift, God, that comes from you. And we're not afraid of the gifts. We just stand here today with open hands and say, God, you give. You give as you choose to give. You're the giver. And we worship not the gift. We worship the giver. We worship the living God. God, we just pray for today that we'll be encouraged, that we'll be reminded that you are such a great God, that you never let us go. And that the more we seek you, the deeper our relationship is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love and that we have the privilege of belonging to Jesus Christ. This is a great day, and we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Pauline, you want to come up, and then I want to just pray for the word today as well. We always do this because the word and the spirit, Jesus said, true worshipers will worship me in spirit and in truth. So we have the word of God. We believe God's word. We know God's word is infallible and it's true, but it needs to be hand in hand. So sort of like there's just these two pillars, the spirit and the word, the spirit of God and the word of God. And so we pray. We know that Pauline's got the word of God in his left hand, but we also know that Pauline has the spirit of God in his heart and that God will join these two as the word gets spoken to us today. So one more time, we'll just bow our heads. And Lord, as I lay my hands on my brother, we all agree that we want to hear from you today and that your word and spirit will flow and that you will teach us the things of God, that you will encourage us, that we'll be reminded that you're a God who has prepared a way through Jesus so that we can belong to you, that you love us so much that you would not see us. You refuse to see us go to hell. That you provided a way through Jesus and through his blood. And that we can say today, we are more than conquerors because we're forgiven, because we belong to Jesus Christ. Bless Brother Pauline. And we just are eager to hear your word today. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord again. I was gone for quite some time. I went to see my mother in Indonesia, and I spent almost 28 days with her. She is now 90 years of age. The thing that I admire God about that meeting was that she was able to sing many songs with me to praise the Lord. She even gathered us, her children, and she laid her hands on each one of us to give us blessings. You can never buy that with money. So today I'd like to ask you to turn with me to the Word of God briefly. We'll share the word of God regarding water baptism. So if you have your Bible with you, we'll just read the last two verses of Matthew chapter 28. If you have your Bible or if it can be put on the screen, Maybe we'll read them in unison. Matthew 28 and verses 19 and 20. Let's read them together. 1, 2, 3. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age. That's the reading of God's word. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Again, I'd like to thank God for this opportunity to share the word of God with you, and also to the leadership of this church, because it is quite an honor and quite a privilege to be allowed to share the word of God. Here in this passage, we read that there is a command given to us, to the church, to every believer. And this command, as stated in verse 19, is to go and teach all nations. If it is a command of a general, I think nobody can say no. But this command is even greater because it comes from the ruler of the universe, from our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." So the first one is to go. And second, he says, teach all nations, because it is quite universal. The thing that you teach to all nations is not something which is believed by a certain group of people, but it is for all nations. The love of God, the gospel, is universal. That's why it says, teach all nations. And after that, he says, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Prior to this, Jesus speaks in verse 18. I'll go back a little bit. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So this should be our belief in going into all the world to preach the gospel. The power is with the church. The power is with the believer. The power which is given by the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We go out to teach people, not necessarily to make them as the members of our church. We go out to share the gospel, to tell them that Jesus has died for them, buried and risen again for their benefit, not because we want them to be registered in our organization. But this passage clearly tells us today that we want them to be disciples of Jesus Christ. If you observe, quite some time in Ontario, I pastor a small church. Many people, if their intent is just to be the members of the church, they will create problems for you. But if they know that they are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ, this is the one that is pleasing to the heart of God. So I believe all of us here, including those who will be baptized today in the water, they are the one that they would like to be disciples of Jesus Christ. To be disciples means you want to be like Jesus, you want to learn to live like Jesus, you want your life to be pleasing to Jesus. So today we'll witness a funeral. And the funeral will be conducted by Pastor Stan. The funeral in the sense that you will die very much like Jesus was put into the grave and after that risen again. And in the same manner, you will also rise into new life. So if you ask me about baptism, it all boils down to one word, which is identification. You identify your life to be, by faith, like Jesus, died and buried and then rose again. So this is the meaning of all the baptism or the ritual. I don't want to say ritual or ceremony. Or maybe I don't want to say ceremony. This is the meaning of this ordinance that we are going to witness today. The act of water baptism, I believe, is a proper response to receiving salvation. You do not want to give yourself to be baptized to earn or to get salvation. No. It is salvation first, worked out or given to you as a gift by God. And after you realize that, you submit yourself in the act of water baptism. So it is a proper response to receiving salvation. And water baptism is an important step in our Christian life. And there is power, yes. If you remember in Matthew chapter 3, there was a time when Jesus, all the way from Galilee, came to the Jordan River to submit himself to John the Baptist. John the Baptist was his cousin. He submitted himself to be baptized. Now, he submitted himself to be baptized not because he was a sinner like us. He was a sinner forgiven by God. And as a sign of our gratefulness, we mark that act by baptism. But this one is not like that. Jesus submitted himself to water baptism conducted by John the Baptist simply because the Bible says he would like to fulfill righteousness of God. If all of you sitting in this room today, hearing this message, if the desire of your heart is to fulfill all righteousness of God, the Holy Spirit will back you up. The Holy Spirit will lead your life. The Holy Spirit will enlighten your path. One thing that Jesus gave this as a model for us is that this is an ordinance for his church later down the years to follow. because he called his every follower to follow in his footsteps. And that's what we call, what we read in Matthew 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I think this is my personal opinion, that we who live in the 21st century are called as comfort zone Christians. We have been living in our comfort zone too long. And we are not willing to take the command of Jesus seriously. We have been paying attention too lightly to this commission or to this command given by the Lord Jesus Christ. May I say this with love from the bottom of my heart today. This is for you and this is for me. Let's never take the command of Jesus lightly, and let's never take it for granted, my brothers and my sisters. I come from Indonesia. It's a country which, to some extent, many Christians are in persecution. When someone submits himself or herself to water baptism, it can mean, to some degree, a threat to their life. Their family, their relatives can disown him or her, or they can even face imprisonment. They can even face, to some extent, some kind of death if they submit themselves to water baptism as a sign of allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. But here in North America, I observe that almost there are no challenges. But let's not abuse, let's not get complacent in the situation, even though we don't face any challenges here in North America. Now, talking about baptism is a symbol. Earlier I said that today we will witness the death of several. How many? I don't know yet, but I've talked to my brother, Esti, that he'll submit into the water baptism today. This is the time that a funeral will be conducted for him as a symbolic way of telling that his past is gone and the new thing will arise. That's in line with the word of God in 2 Corinthians 5:17. The past is past, the past is gone, and the new thing from the Lord will arise. So baptism is a symbol. Even though I said a funeral, I talk in a symbolical terms. If you wear a wedding ring, it's also a symbol. If you go to McDonald's, you see the letter M there. That letter M is a symbol. So we live in the world where we see so many symbols. Even in spiritual world, when we partake of the Holy Communion, when we take the bread and partake of the cup, it is also the symbol of Jesus giving his life to you and to me. So water baptism is a symbol to identify yourself as a disciple of Jesus Christ. It is him, it is Jesus who designed that symbol. Not a church, not somebody else. In Galatians 3, verse 27, it says there that when we are saved, we are spiritually baptized into Christ. So that's the symbol again. The water symbolizes that spiritual union, because you are spiritually baptized, not into someone else, but the Bible clearly says into Christ. In fact, that's the meaning of the word baptize that originates from the Greek word baptizo. You plunge, you dunk, you immerse, you dip someone or something into something which is liquid. In this way, you are being dipped and immersed into the death of Christ first, and also into the life of Christ. So there is a union marked by this ordinance, by the water baptism, which is taking place through this water baptism. And in 1 Corinthians, it also says, if you submit yourself to water baptism, you are put into his body. His body is this church, his church. So you are no longer outsider. You are put as the member of the flock of Christ. You are put into his own body. So again, let me say that water baptism is an outward, it can be seen externally, it's an outward representation of something inwardly which is taking place in your life. There is an inward reality that has taken place. What are those realities? First, that you have been spiritually baptized. Second, that you have been put into the body of Christ. And you show this through the water baptism. So it is an outward representation of the inward realities that have taken place in your life. Talking about water, water is always, in biblical symbolism, represent the inner cleansing. Inner cleansing. If you read the book of Ephesians, it says there that water is the representation of the inner cleansing. So this water symbolically will wash away, just like Pastor Sam says, when in a minute we'll go to the river, all the past, all the shortcomings, all the sins, all the old man will be just drawn and gone away with the flow of that river. That's the symbolism that we see from here. Many people come to baptism thinking that after baptism, they will be saved. No, the Bible doesn't teach that way. There is a change taking place in your heart first, and after that, you submit yourself to water baptism. You show yourself to be the member of Christ's body. I said earlier that water baptism is, in essence, is a funeral. It is a way of testifying or saying to God, and not only to God. So you who will baptize today, in a sense, you say to God and to the people, to the world, to the church members, that the person you were before were dead and buried, and you are raised as a new creation in Christ. I talked earlier with Brother Doug before the service began. We talked about Romans chapter 6. And I'd like to read from verse 4 in Romans chapter 6. It says there, Therefore we are buried with him. Him means Christ. We are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So you are buried with him in baptism, wherein also you rise with him through faith of the operation of God, who has raised Christ from the dead. Again, let me say that being baptized is not an option. You cannot say, well, when I feel like doing it, and then I'll be baptized. No. This is a command given by God. It is not an option. Bless your heart, those of you who will submit yourself to water baptism today. You have obeyed the command of the Lord. Remember that this is the last recorded word given by Jesus, recorded or written in the scripture before he went up to heaven. Remember Mark 16, verse 16? It says there, he that believeth, you have believed. That's right, the first requirement you have fulfilled. He that believeth. But it doesn't stop there. That verse continues by saying, and is baptized. So there are two things. You believe, and you show your belief by submitting yourself to water baptism. He that believeth and is baptized, the result, he will be saved. You cannot say, well, I have settled this with God personally. I have believed in him. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. I do not want to be baptized, and that's it. No, the Bible doesn't say that. Mark 16, verse 16, and Acts 2:38. It says there, you believe, you get yourself baptized, and then you are saved. Nothing is simpler than that. So Jesus called to every believer is to get yourself to be baptized. It must be very important, I believe. That's why he put it together almost on the same category. Don't you see in that verse? Mark 16:16. On the same category. Believing, baptizing, resulting in salvation. If you read throughout the Bible, you'll notice that for every person who has believed and saved, it always follows immediately by baptism. It is a pattern in the Bible. So if you say, I have believed, I'll wait next year or until the opportune time to get baptized, I think there is some kind of risk in that. Read the book of Acts. Read the case where Cornelius and his household were saved. Almost every case of baptism is done immediately after someone has believed the Lord Jesus Christ. I think I'll bring this message to a close by saying that those of you who will submit to water baptism today, you have fulfilled the command of the Lord. Those of you who have experienced the joy of water baptism, continue to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not enough just to be baptized in water. For us Christians, there is still some more. Those of you who have received the baptisms of power or the Holy Spirit, but for those of you who have not, that baptism is still waiting for you. May the Lord bless you upon hearing and receiving and believing His word. Thank you.
Say amen. Amen. All right, this is exciting. I'm going to ask the people, and I just want to, before I ask you to come forward, maybe you are encouraged by the word today. Maybe this you didn't even plan on getting baptized today, but you know that God's calling you to do that. Maybe you realize that it's time to make a change in your life. I want you to know that the opportunity is right now. You don't need to wait. And if you get wet, we'll get you home or we'll get you some extra clothing. You didn't come prepared, doesn't matter. I think that there were probably a lot of people when John the Baptist was baptizing people, they didn't plan on getting baptized that day, and they got wet and they walked home wet, and that's okay. So if today, I just want you to know the invitation is for you today. If it's time for you to start a new life, it's time for a new beginning, the worst thing that can happen is that you get wet, and maybe you get a little cold. The best thing that can happen is that you get empowered by the Holy Spirit and your life is changed, right? Amen. So here we go. Here's the invitation. Those of you who want to be baptized today, come on up and just stand in a row up here. We're going to give you an opportunity to share just a few words. Come on up. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's time, right? Hey, brother. God bless you. It's time. It is time. Thank you, God. So come on up. Find a place to stand. We're going to pray for you. Come on up, Albert. And God promises, right? God promises. There's Tara and Albert. Look at this. God's good. Amen? Let's give God a big hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We're going to... Would someone ask the kids to come up and tell Crystal? Because there's three of the children that are going to be baptized as well. We want them to be part of this. But they were part of Sunday school, and Crystal wanted to spend some time explaining to them. I just want to tell you today before I give you that opportunity to share a bit of your story and just a bit about what you're asking God for today. I want to let you know that God is faithful and God does what He says He's going to do. And when God promises you a gift, or when God promises that He's going to be with you and He's going to change things that need to be changed, you can stand on this promise. He really will do that. I don't want to embarrass anyone today, so I'm not going to say who said this to me earlier this week, but someone came to me earlier this week and they said, I need a little money for food. And this is a person that had a couple of children. And they said, we have no food in the house. And do you have anything? Is there anything you can do? And so what I did is I gave them a rock. And they said, well, but I have some kids. I got two children. So I said, oh, well, that's not a problem. And so I gave them two rocks. So there you go. Now, obviously, I did not do that. But it just came brought to mind. We tried to help them. We did help them with some money for food. Jesus said, and I just want to leave you with this. Jesus said, you come to me, I'm going to give you something real. Okay? I'm going to give you something real. I'm not going to just give you a rock. Because he says, a good father, if your son asks, my son, as a good father, asks for bread, would a good father give a stone? What's the answer to that? No. No. If you ask for bread, God's going to give you bread. You ask today, I want you to hear it today. If you ask today for a change in your life, you need something broken in your life, you need some wholeness, you need some peace in your life, God's not going to come and say, here's a rock. Because the rock's not going to help you, right? And in that same passage, he said this. He said, if you ask for the Holy Spirit, the Father will give you my Holy Spirit. So there's no secret to this. There's no, you don't need to run around a circle 20 times. You don't need to do 20 push-ups. The Bible says, if you ask me for the Holy Spirit, it's a gift I will give you. He is a gift. I'll give you the Spirit. God will live inside of you, and there'll be a change in you like you've never experienced before. That's a promise. Okay, the promise today is that God's not going to give you a rock. You are standing here today, and it takes bravery to do that. Look at these children, right? It takes bravery to do this, but know this, that when you ask God today, what you ask of him, he will give it to you. And sometimes it feels like we don't have that Spirit, or you don't know if you have it for sure, because sometimes the Holy Spirit is just a seed, and it's just beginning to grow. Today, I want to promise you this, that as you go in the water, God's going to fill you with the power of his Spirit. And it may be something that just erupts in you, or it may be a seed that's beginning to grow, that's going to grow powerfully, and it's going to bear great fruit. So enough of my talking. We want to just hear a few words from you guys. So tell us who you are, and just a little bit of your story and what you're doing here today and why you're being baptized. You want to start?
Okay. My name's Gord Esty. A lot of you probably know I was in the Army Special Forces and did a lot of horrible things, seen a lot of horrible things. And a few years ago, I remember reading a story in a newspaper one time of somebody trying to use science to disprove God. And I got three university degrees, so I wrote a letter back to him. Stan read it. He didn't understand most of it. It was about quantum physics and biochemistry and blah, blah. But I told him if he wanted to use science to disprove God, maybe he should learn a little more about science. So anyways, I have a lot of blood on my hands I have to wash off. So that's why I'm going to go to the river.
Well, I'm Lisa, and everybody kind of knows me, I think. I give out too many hugs, and I give out too much of my heart. I don't think I keep enough for myself sometimes. And I'm just learning how to live again. And I love everybody, and I'm just trying to learn to love myself. And
I'm shy. Yeah, my name is Tara, and I haven't been baptized since I was a child, and I have some struggles in my life, and for forgiveness, forgiving myself, and I've had struggles with addictions, and I'm just looking for God to take that obsession away and give me forgiveness.
I'm Karina. I don't know what to say. And these are my two children, Mackenzie and Mason.
I'm here for moral support. Karina is very shy. She's learning to come out of her shell. God is, as Mason already comes out. Karina is new to the Lord, and she's new to the church, and she's just learning that God loves her lots, and the past does not define us. And she's a great mother. She's learning to become an amazing mother, and she's got lots of support. And so they are taking the plunge today to stand in faith, and She's loved. She's very loved here.
I'm David Groves. I just happened by here today by mistake. Well, it wasn't by mistake. It was by design, obviously. I showed up in Red Deer last night, slept in Mustard Seed parking lot in my car, and was hungry when I woke up. I didn't know what I was hungry for, but now I do.
Hi, everybody. My name's Albert. Bless you all. And the thing I have to say, I've been broken. And I've been fighting with evilness for the last 35 years. And I have broken off from that a few times. But I want myself to be myself again and be clean and thankful for the Lord Jesus. I have spoken to him once before, and he speaks to me before I speak. He knows what I'm saying. And for there, he's always been there for me, and I've always said I was going to break that chain of evilness. And today, I'll be baptized today, and the Holy Spirit is in me and making me grow. And not to be afraid no more of my death or whatever has to come. I will not be afraid no more.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good job.
All right, God's doing something in your life. I can see it, right? Come on here. You got two beautiful daughters. Right? Tell us who you are.
I'm Johanna. My niece is Leah and Isabella.
Okay, Johanna and Leah and Isabella. Okay, we're going to keep praying for you. Tell us what's going on, Johanna.
Well, she's been wanting to get baptized for a while, and I've always been scared.
Okay.
And I guess I'm just going to, hopefully, everything is going to be okay after this.
Yeah. Okay, so what needs to be okay? Do you want to talk about that a bit? Lisa, just give me a minute, okay? It's okay.
Well, I'm their mom, and obviously there's a dad.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit worried that he's not going to be so accepting as I would like him to be with what position she wants to do right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, pray for that, and we're with you. I want you to know that. And God will provide a way through that. So what's your husband's name?
X. Caleb.
Okay, let's pray. God, just pray for Caleb right now that you'll soften his heart. And we want him to come to know you too, Jesus. And that whatever happens here this morning won't be offensive to him. That he'll celebrate like the rest of us are celebrating. And that he'll see that this is such a good thing to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. You say that if we own you, if we proclaim you before men, you will acknowledge us before the Father who is in heaven. And so we pray for this wonderful mom and these girls as well. And we trust you, God, every one of us up here. It's a scary thing, but it's a step in faith. It's a stand in faith. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone I missed here, Shay? You're here for a reason, too? Okay, here.
I'm here by design, too. And I'm just here in obedience, really, because Jesus Christ is not just is not co-pilot in my life. He is the pilot, and I just want to obey. It's all. I do not claim to understand his mind on this matter, because, of course, I've had water baptism years ago when I first gave my life to Christ, and I'm here.
Well, praise God. Give me a hug. And that's such an important thing, because he's just saying, I just want to be obedient, and I don't understand exactly what God wants, but I just want to be obedient. So we don't put a lot of rules on this. 1 minute. Core, right? Well, you're going to get a chance. I just want to finish this thought. It's about obedience. So if God calls you to the river, then just be obedient. And we're not going to stand in the way of that. Come here, you. You tell us what's going on in your heart. Why are you being baptized?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Well, you want to get baptized, right? And you love Jesus, and you belong to Jesus. And so you understand that Jesus is in your heart and just wants you to be washed clean. Okay, do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay, anything else you want to say?
I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. Praise God. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to ask just some of our leaders to come on up and just surround these people with prayer. Can we do that? And there's Tim, and maybe we can get you guys, Ted, and yeah. And Margaret, would you come? And Crystal? Just going to, Paul Ann, would you come on up? Let's just make sure we got at least Gertie, would you come? Ken Pike, would you come? Just going to surround you in prayer before we go to the river. Make sure everyone's got, the Bible says that we should never lay hands. Don, you want to come up? Don't lay hands on people quickly, but we do it carefully. We do it deliberately, right? We're going to just pray for you. And I know, let me just say a couple things here, but I know that you didn't get a chance to say a lot of the things that were really on your heart that you want to say. That's okay. We don't need to know about all the mess. We don't need to know all the past. God knows all that stuff. Okay? God understands. God's going to honor you today. I want you to hear this. God is going to honor what you're doing. There's going to be a change that's happening. He does not give you stones. He doesn't give you rocks. He's going to give you what you really need. Amen? So let's put our hands on these people. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to just ask a couple other people to pray as well, and I'll pass the mic to them. So, God, thank you. We claim each one of these people as one of yours, and they belong to you, Jesus, because of the blood of Christ. They belong to you. And some of them have come here for the very first time, but they're going to be baptized, and they're coming because there needs to be a change in their lives. Some of them are little children, and you're the one who says, suffer the little children to come to me, because to these belong the kingdom of God. Amen. We pray, God, for mothers here. There's some mothers here who are really struggling. There's some mothers here who are just trying to do their best. So, Lord, I just pray for them. I pray for Tara. Thank you, God. I pray for Karina. Just let your blessing be upon her. God, just fill her with your spirit today. Help her to know right now that she belongs to Jesus and that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord, and that you're with us in the journey. You're with us in the struggle. You are with Karina right now, God. That she doesn't need to be afraid. Thank you, God. And for Tara, she doesn't need to be afraid. In Jesus' name, we just pray that, God. Thank you for the two beautiful daughters that she's raising. And we pray and we speak health. We speak peace. We speak, God, that you're going to provide whatever needs to be provided in her life, God. Thank you, God. No more fear. No more fear. Right now, in Jesus' name, we pray that there'll be no more fear. It's all done. And the past is the past. And Lord, for forgiveness, for self-forgiveness, and for forgiving other people who have hurt her in the past, God, right now, in Jesus' name, we pray for that to be removed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. And for Albert, we pray for this man of God. Thank you for his testimony, God. Fill him, God, in the power of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that he loves you and he's following you, God. Thank you for his obedience. Thank you for his obedience. Tim?
Shay? Yeah, Shay and your little boy is?
Lyle.
Father, I just lift up Shay to you today, Shayo. And what is this boy's name?
Lyle.
Father, I just ask, Lord, that your spirit would just rest upon them today, Lord. I just thank you, Father, that they can feel welcome here. And I pray, Father, that you would just supply all their needs today and throughout this next season. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
And God, I want to pray for all the little children here this morning, God. I just thank you for them. And I just, God, this morning we had a message about how Jesus was in the water. Jesus was in the water. And the heavens opened. And God, today, we just pray that as we go into the water, that you will open up your heavens. God, and the voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And God, may those who are getting baptized today, may they hear those words, God, that with these people, you are well pleased. And so, God, we're just really excited for this. And we do this as an act of faith and obedience. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Just One last one. Don, would you just pray one for the group? And it is. This is about repentance. And that's what's happening. Someone said, let's remember repentance. Well, no one's up here unless they're... You don't come up here for fun of it, right? You're not up here because you want attention. You're coming up here because you know that you're dying to the old man. You're saying, I don't want to keep living this way. I need something to change in my life. So the repentance is self-evident. And Jesus says, when that happens, look out, because I'm going to fill you with a power that you've never had before.
God, we all rejoice in, and we thank you for newness of life. And these folks, God, are submitting to you, and they're saying, God, we want you. We are turning to you. We need you. And I thank you, God, that you hear them. You know them. You see them. You love them. And God, the newness of life that's coming, God, we just rejoice and say, thank you, God. You are so good. God, let your spirit move in just amazing ways in their lives, that they're just going to be floored with your beauty and your kindness and the newness of life that they're going to experience that they just can't even imagine now, the joy and the hope and the peace and your presence, your beautiful presence living within them. Thank you, God. Blessed be your holy name, God. Blessed be your holy name, and all glory be to you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can you give a big hand? Say glory to God. Woo! Is God good? Mom and Dad, is God good? Yeah. We're going to play a song. This song is going to lead us to the river. We're going to walk to the river. It's only 5 or 10 minutes away, and then come back for a meal afterwards. The song is called I'm Going Down to the River, and there's nothing else after this, so let's go down to the river. You want to play it? We're going down.